Prison Colony Resistance is brought to you by Sam and the Maxman Productions.
Give me a kiss, everyone. Welcome back to Prison Colony Resistance. This is the Vaxman coming back for episode 4 of our podcast, and I'm here with our illustrious co-host, Sam. Sam, you in the house?
I'm right here, mate. Happy New Year. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. It's 2022.
2022, and, you know, Aerosmith, man, that's a good choice for tonight, you know. Walk this way. Walk this way right into your booster shot.
Don't walk, you gotta run to your booster because they're selling out so quick.
Oh yeah, they're going quick.
I was out biking around, you know, kind of pulled out the old bike New Year's resolutions and all that. I'm gonna bike 100 k's a day, get fit, get in shape, you know, be ready for the
k's a day.
At least I gotta get up early.
That's impressive, mate.
It's that dedication day. And it's not, I'm not doing downhills, I'm doing uphills. 100 k's a day uphill. I'm going to be the fittest man on the planet to get ready for whatever variant is coming my way.
That's a wise choice, mate. Very wise.
As I was biking around over here, we're in the City of Churches, Adelaide. I was biking by the cemetery on West Terrace. Oh. And right after the cemetery, there's that big road that you kind of go over on a bridge, mm-hmm. on a bike.
Yes.
And that field where the cops sometimes train their new police officers to drive police cars was getting set up for a booster clinic.
No, really?
Yes, it was. Wow. For the weekend push, the New Year's Eve push for the booster.
Wow, you know, I saw something similar down at Glenelg, I think it was, where they had, you know, little pop-up tents on the foreshore. You know, you could overlook the ocean and someone can stick you with a needle.
Just where I want to get serious medical treatment done, right next to the ocean with sand everywhere, getting into the shot.
The world we live in, seriously.
So listeners, if you want us to talk about anything, we're here. We're your PCR test for truth. We want to hear from you. We do have a Telegram channel. I think it's called the Prison Colony Resistance Podcast.
It's on Telegram.
We also have other social media, right, Sam? You've been hard at work, I see.
Oh, man. You know, I'm not an influencer. Let me just tell you that right from the start. And my awkwardness definitely comes through when I'm talking to camera. But you know what? It doesn't matter because I'm going to keep doing it. And if you want to watch, you can watch. If you don't, well, I don't really care. So we are also on Instagram. And you can find us at Prison Colony Podcast. That's all one word. And we are also on Twitter, and that's at @prison_podcast.
There it is. Twitter, Instagram, Telegram. We have an email account. It's prisoncolonyresistance@protonmail.com. Again, it's one word, prisoncolonyresistance@protonmail. It's an encoded, encrypted email from Switzerland. It's set up by some quantum physicist, I believe, completely encrypted and secure. So we recommend getting off the Gmails and getting off the Microsoft Outlook mails and getting into an encrypted Proton Mail. They're free unless you get the deluxe features, but we're not here to sell Proton Mail. We're here to sell booster shots. The Vaxman is here to sell you some boosters. So I've made a resolution. Like I said, I'm going to ride 100 Ks a day on my bike, in addition to pushing boosters to any and all of my remaining friends who remain skeptical of this whole vaccination program or regime, as our premier put it.
He absolutely put it as a regime, the vaccination regime. Stephen Marshall, I don't know who's writing his stuff, or maybe his writers are out with COVID and he's on his own because he's saying some really wacky stuff this week. Wow. We could do a double-parter on Stephen Marshall. He has to be the most passive-aggressive premier of Australia. And I think that's a lot worse than a straight out and out asshole like Dan Andrews or Mark McGowan.
What makes you say he's passive aggressive?
Just I think it's his demeanor and his language. It's just there's no he doesn't have a that mongrel streak in him. He doesn't have that hard ass edge.
He is pretty. They call him Stephen Marshmallow. So
Marshmallow, that's right.
he's
That's
nice and
true.
soft and fluffy. Just recently on the social medias, I saw something quite interesting, which I think kind of encapsulates our premier in South Australia to a T. It's called the Marshall Bingo. So you're assigned bingo
Oh,
cards as you
wow.
would in any game, and in the Marshall Bingo, the Stephen Marshall Bingo, you have a selection of expressions or sayings that he says or faces that he makes. These are some of the expressions. So if you got any of these, and if you managed to cover each column, just like in bingo, you would actually win the Marshall Bingo. And I think your prize would be two boosters for the price of one.
Let's play bingo.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prison Colony Resistance Bingo.
Let's play bingo.
Booster shots. Game changer. Health advice, vaccinations, flex up, South Australia, surge, Omicron variant, front foot, South Australians.
Yeah, that sounds like Stephen Marshall. Mate, I tell you what, if I hear him say flex up once more this week, I'm gonna lose my shit. I'm gonna throw my laptop very gently so it doesn't break because I am broke and I can't afford a new one.
I
Don't
think you
judge
could
me or I'm.
sue him for damaging your laptop.
Wow, can I do that?
Yeah, why not?
Is there a legal precedent in which I can do this?
We'll make one, you know? Like
All right,
we'll
man.
say it's unvaccinated rage
Oh,
caused by
unvax rage. I like that. I'm gonna throw that out to our social media followers.
There's a, there you
Stephen,
go. It's a new
he's
tort invented
his
here at the Prison
takeoff.
Colony Resistance podcast, the new tort of unvaxxed rage for your civil litigation in case you want to sue any unvaxxed person out there who attacks you in a supermarket, not only with an
Wow.
infection, but with a baseball bat.
The talk of the talk of the podcasting world this week has been about Joe Rogan and his guest, but honestly, this is where it's at.
Come
This
join
is
us, everyone.
what we might not have, the big guests, but they don't have what we have. All right.
Exactly.
This
Exactly.
is
New
just
torts coming out left and right. We got a candidate for office. Sam, how's your election campaign going? Are you still running?
Oh, yeah, well, look, I am absolutely. I've chosen a party to which I would like to represent. They hold some really core values that align with myself. I'm not going to release the name just yet. I'd like to get a little further in the process, and once things become a little bit more concrete, I will start talking about it more. But yes, there has been some progress.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep. Look, this could be, I feel good about it. I could very well completely embarrass myself and my family and bring shame on them that they would never live down. But honestly, I don't see that I have a choice, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Sam, if you get elected, you have my vote, you know that, Sam. If you get elected, are we talking local, state, federal, commonwealth,
Well,
international?
I thought about running for the state, but let's see, as a little experiment, how someone like me, a working class Aussie male, how someone like me can go representing, and let's face it, I'm middle class, working class. I'm absolutely happy to class myself as that, and I'm proud to be working class. I've worked all my life,
Well, we have
right?
the no tall poppy syndrome here in Australia.
This is true, and I'll take the good with the bad, but I would very much like to give the working class a voice at a federal level.
Whoa. You heard it here first, listeners. At a federal level, Sam of Sam and the Vaxman
Out of
is going to
federal,
run
you
for
riding my
office.
coattails,
Oh,
man.
wow. You know, you need a campaign
Oh,
manager, right?
wow. Oh, I like that, man. That could work well.
I'll do all your socials.
Oh, please do, because it is social media is hard fucking work, man. It really is.
It's hard. It's a hard life being an influencer. So we're
Oh.
joining this world now. Try but oh, you know, we're doing it with they're holding, they're twisting our arm behind our back, forcing us on the plank, pushing us into the ocean of mass media and podcasting because we, the Sam and the Vax Man, have been pushed against the wall, and we have said enough is enough. We have to convey the information. We have to explain to everyone what's happening here in the prison colony. Sam has decided to run for office because it's gotten so bad that the only way to make change is if you're actually playing the game where the rules are made.
That's it. Absolutely. No one's coming to help me. In a past life today, Christmas holidays, New Year's, it's finished. In my normal life, my old life, I would have gone back to work today. But nope. Not today. I am still unemployed. I'm still unemployable because of the stance that I've taken, which is completely unreasonable from a business side because I'm a damn good worker. I've got some damn good skills. Yet, I am deemed unsafe and unfit to step foot in a healthcare setting in many other settings as well.
It is a difficult situation, especially when, like, Sam was in the healthcare industry and that's been mandated. And recently I heard that they have mandated the booster.
High risk settings. We know that Western Australia have mandated the third shot, and South Australia looks like they've followed suit, and it's just going to be the norm. But I think the thing that frustrated, made me sad, a whole range of emotions is seeing over the Christmas and New Year break how many people are willingly lining up to get their third shot. And that decision, it's based purely from a media-driven perspective. There's no they're not reading off any data sheets, any long-term studies.
Very true, very true. And they keep saying, they even admit it, like we played you in the last episode, listeners. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to the Marshall press conference and the Spurrier press conference, where they themselves admit these vaccines are not effective against the new variant called Omicron. But we still recommend that if you haven't gotten your vax yet, go get your vax. And then quickly get your booster as soon as you can. And if you have gotten your vax and your double vax, go and get your booster as soon as you can. And now, as of the beginning of January, I believe as of the 10th of January, vaccine boosters will now be available at the 4 month interval. So you no longer have to wait the whole 6 months before your vaccination immunity completely wanes. You can catch it on the down low and pick it back up with your booster and go back to being negative 80 something percent ineffectiveness. Say it's like negative 80% effective against the
What could
Omicron.
possibly go wrong?
Unbelievable. So you mentioned the Joe Rogan podcast. Very interesting because you gave the media a serious smackdown. I was called by the media this morning to co they complained to me. They said, "Vax man." I said, "Yes, media. We just have something to tell you, Vax man." I said, "What's wrong, media?" They said, "You know your partner, Sam." I said, "Yeah, I know Sam. He gave us a really stiff spanking last week, and we're still hurting." So, Sam, just so you know, They're still smarting in the rear end, the chows and the media. They're still smarting there.
Are they? Yeah. Well, yeah. This explains a lot. This is probably why we haven't seen Nicola Spurrier anywhere on our TV screens or listened to her sensual voice on the radio. She's been MIA, and one can only imagine why she would be taking time off when there is such a nasty variant of COVID-19 flying around Adelaide. The mind boggles.
Everyone can imagine Professor Spurrier resting on her bed with her bottom up in the air with a nice ice cube pack just resting there to recover from the smackdown. And the ABC, Channel 7, the media as well. So the media, yes. they pulled a fast one this week because, as you mentioned, Joe Rogan interviewed Dr. Robert Malone, who's the inventor of the platform that these mRNA gene therapies are based on. And in this almost four-hour interview on the Joe Rogan podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, as it's known, a little competitor four that hours. We have. Yeah, wow. 4 hours, 3 hours, 40 minutes. And I listened to the whole thing.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't have 3 hours in my day to spare. I've got a 20-month-old son that I constantly chase around. Man, I don't have time to listen to a three-hour podcast.
Well, you forget, Sam, I have to ride 100 Ks a day, and that takes up quite a bit of my time. So I do have 4 hours to go.
You can put headphones in.
So in the interview, it went viral. Millions of people started listening to it on YouTube. So what did Google do? Google, who owns YouTube, pulled it.
They did not.
They did. You can no longer find it. If you go to YouTube and search Robert Malone, Joe Rogan Experience, it's no longer available.
You know what? I'm picking my phone up right now, and I'm going to go to YouTube. Please continue to talk, and I'm going to search for it.
Please do. So at YouTube, right? So go to YouTube. I tried it today. I was looking to prepare for the show. And in that interview, Dr. Robert Malone has a lot of very good points. But one of the most interesting points that I thought we would play for you is this one. So here's the Joe Rogan Experience. I talked to Joe. Me and Joe are on speaking terms. I say, yo, Joe. He said, yo, what's up? I say, Joe, can I just borrow like a little clip? He's like, dude, you don't even got to ask, man. You don't even got to ask. I said, thanks, bro. So me and Joe, we're bros like that. And this is what Joe asked Dr. Robert Malone about. So here it is.
With the multiple jabs that are mismatched for the current circulating virus, that's akin to repeatedly taking a flu vaccine from two seasons ago and hoping it's going to protect against this flu.
Well, that's one of the more confusing things about this push for people to get boosted now with Omicron, because they keep saying with Omicron, we need to get... but. That's a vaccine escape variant, isn't it?
Yeah.
The interview continues from there. I could find it. We go to our non-censorship platform called Rumble. That's where we find a lot of our videos that we play for you. You won't be able to find it on YouTube. How did your search go, Sam?
Terrible. Could not find it.
Completely pulled. And not only that one, Peter McCullough was also pulled.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. The suppression and you know, freedom of speech, it is slowly dying, and this is a prime example.
Unbelievable.
You talk social media sites, and you talk, you know, each one has community guidelines and things they abide by. But, I mean, man, get out into the real world. Like, someone can walk past me and call me, hey man, you're just a fucking cunt. And just
jeez, man. Right? What kind of people live around where you live?
I'm out from the south, so you know we've got some rough people around here. And I can't go up to them and say, you know, you've violated my guidelines. You're banished to never be in my life again. No, man, I can either choose to go, yep, thank you, mate. No worries, appreciate it. And just move on with my life, or I can get offended by it. There is no other way. But on social media, you can't call someone anything without Twitter or Instagram pulling you up.
Yeah, Facebook is a big censor.
We have to protect the little sensitive souls around these days. And, you know, I think a lot of it is down to a lot of people don't have any resilience about them.
There is a
Is that a fair comment?
I would say yes. Even people that I meet, like for example, the Vax Man and his family, like I said in the previous episodes, we moved into a new neighborhood and we're meeting the neighbors. And we went to that barbecue that was going to be socially restricted because of the new residence gathering restrictions. But they kept it outside, so the restrictions weren't as strict, I guess. You know, we kind of just we pretended to comply while ignoring it at the same time, that kind of thing. Nobody wore masks, everyone was chill. And everyone was so nice. It's what I've experienced since I moved to South Australia was, wow, people here are so nice. But then there is that little compartment of vaccine talk or boosters, that little compartment where it becomes a twilight zone. You can't talk about anything reasonably because it's like a locked box that they, if you open it, it's just full of illogicality and just a senselessness.
Yeah, could not agree more. Could not agree more.
I try to avoid talking about it. So in terms of seeing if people are more compliant, I'm done, man. I'm done with this thing. I'm so done. I don't even talk about it anymore. I'm just like, I take in information, and whenever somebody starts even going off into that, I just kind of zone out, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, 'cause you're wasting your words, really, aren't you?
I thought about it. I thought about being more confrontational, and I know a really kind of famous influencer. She has hundreds of thousands of followers. I won't out her, but we were talking, and she was mentioning how she goes up and outs people, there was like a protest outside the courts for like this case that was going on against the NAB group who are funding oil fields and drilling. And the demonstration was all these corpses lined up outside the court, and they had sent a Channel 7 person to go and film it. And this social media influencer went up and started harassing the cameraman. She's like, "Don't you even think you're complying with this whole thing you're creating?" And the guy's like, "I'm just working here." And he said, "That's what the Nazis were saying. They're just following orders. You're just following orders." And I said, "Man, the Vax Man, just that's not how I roll, Sam. I can't be in people's faces like that, you know?"
I hear you. I understand. I absolutely understand. My day to day, man, I go about my business. You know, if I have to go to the shops, man, I'll go to the shops. Like I said, I'm not gonna wear a mask. I make it hard for the government to try and fuck me over, but I certainly don't get in people's face and tell them what they should be doing with their lives. That's not my place. I can provide you information if you're willing to listen, but that's as far as I'll go.
Yeah, if people want to chat about it, I'm happy to like just like we're having a chat now, you know, I'm happy to talk about the facts and the studies and all that. But for the most part, you know, what can I say? At this point, look, for me, it's gotten to the point where we know that the Omicron is not deadly. We know that the Omicron is the flu. Everybody knows. Even people who are still complying know. I went to the beach the other day. Nobody was wearing a mask. I went in to buy ice cream. I walked in without a mask. They didn't even bat an eye. Everybody's saying, "This is the flu. Come on, mate. We did your little game, and it's 2022." Now, is it 2022 as in 22 after 21, or is it 2020 number two, the sequel? So are we doing 2022 or are we doing 2022? Because if we're doing the new year, let's cut this bullshit out.
Yes, so the vaccination rates here are, from what the government is telling us, are pretty strong. You know, from ages 12 and upwards, the first dose is 92.6%, and double doses are sitting at 88.0.
Almost 90%,
Right,
and
so,
still.
and still, all the bullshit is just being flung right at us. They said at 80%. I'm pretty sure they said at 70%, and then they changed it. No, at 80%, we will go back to normal. Well, guess what? There's nothing normal about what's happening.
Exactly. And we
So,
talked about it last week. You can't visit the hospitals at all. You
no.
cannot have more than 10 people at your house, at your personal residence. If you go to a pub or restaurant, you have to be sitting down. You can no longer stand at the pub and have a nice beer with relaxed calm. You're now looked at. You have to wear a mask any indoor setting. It's ridiculous.
Yep, no dancing, no singing. It's almost like the town from Footloose, you know, where dancing is banned. It's true.
Is our mayor who banned dancing, is that Nicholas Spurrier?
Honestly, I have no idea who came up with that ridiculous rule, but it's been in place for a very long time, and hospitality business, especially over the last week and a half, have been struggling. A lot of them have shut down over the break because they can't operate with the limits that the government are putting on them.
Capacity restrictions on what people can do.
Right, so basically these guys are collateral damage, and it's going to be very interesting to see how many are actually standing at the end of all this. You're going to see a lot of empty shops. You're going to see a lot of businesses go under because of this, and we've already seen it. It's already happened.
Mm. And we did
so
talk
about... When you say, is this 2020 number two, it's got a bit of a feel to it, doesn't it?
It does. But the difference now, Sam, is right now, when we go back to 2020, as long as we're going back to that window of time, Australia got plunged into a pandemic. And on the 26th of March, we declared an emergency pandemic setting. So the whole country went into all these emergency powers that we've discussed in episode 1 and 2. Yep. Then all these new mandates, directions, enforcements said you had to wear the mask, you had to QR code. All of these started to come in towards the end of 2020. But in 2020, we were locked down. But we said it's for our own good. You stay at home to slow the spread and save the hospitals from being overwhelmed. But now, in 2022, we now have two vaccines, a double shot for Pfizer and Moderna. We also have a booster. Yet, our cases are out of control. When we went into this thing in 2020, South Australia started to kind of lag behind. New South Wales and Victoria went hard. Shortly thereafter, Queensland went hard, Northern Territory, West Australia, but South Australia was still keeping it nice and chill. And then all of a sudden, the whole inverse has occurred. The Commonwealth has gone chill. Morrison has said, hey, look, this Omicron thing, it can spread to like 7 to 10 people if you've had it. So the R-naught is insane. We can't even try to contain it. So we're going to say a casual contact, those are the ones that get locked down or told to isolate, is going to be someone that you've been in the room with for 4 hours. But our chief health officer steps in and says, hold my beer. Because what did she say, Sam?
I'm pretty sure, and when I say pretty sure, I am very sure that a close contact here in South Australia is not 4 hours. A close contact here is defined as someone who you've been in contact for 15 minutes.
50 minutes, 50.
No, 15. 15. Yes.
So if I stop and get a coffee at the OTR, a petrol station, and a sandwich, and I nuke it for 2 minutes just to get it nice and warm, but that frozen center will remain. And somebody else is in there for 15 minutes with me that they later turn on after they poke that stick in their nose. They turn out to be a positive for the flu. Mm-hmm. I now, because of Professor Spurrier, have to stay at home and isolate. Yes.
Yep. Okay, so a close contact here in South Australia is defined as a household member or intimate partner, someone who has had close personal interaction with a COVID-19 case for 15 or more minutes and where masks are not worn and in close physical proximity and in an indoor setting.
Ooh.
Also, someone who has been notified by SA Health and someone who has been to an exposure site. So we're still rolling with the exposure sites. We're still muddling through the same old shit. There are people out there that are getting pissed off, and rightly so, because, you know, they went out, they got their two doses. They said, right, we'll do it. We're going to do it for the good of the community. We'll do it to get our lives back to normal. Guess what? It happened. You got sold up the river, mate. Seriously. But I know for a fact that people who are double dosed, they don't want to go and get a third one.
They had it bad enough, I think, if they had a reaction, and most likely they did.
Yeah, well, no. I think a lot of them are being, they feel a little pissy that they've been lied to by the government. Right? So they say, enough's enough. We're going to stop right here. So if you get a bunch of now double vaccinated people who go, you know what, we're done, we're not getting any more boosters, and then they start counting the booster shots as the percentage for fully vaccinated, well then it ain't never gonna get to that 90% that they want.
Minister for Health Greg Hunt.
In terms of the boosters, we've now passed 2.25 million boosters that have been delivered. 2.257 million boosters have been delivered. We will go into the new year approximately 700,000 boosters ahead of what was anticipated by that time. And so that's a great tribute to Australians and to our health professionals. Yesterday, of those 112,000 boosters, 60,000 were delivered by pharmacies. So more than half were delivered by pharmacies, a record day for pharmacies. Pharmacies exceeded GPs, and pharmacies alone were double the state clinics. Primary care was approximately 80% of the doses delivered, or the Commonwealth program, 80% of the doses delivered, and the states 20%. So after New Year, we're really encouraging the states to step up. They've done a great job during the course of the pandemic. We understand that at this point in time, they have had to give staff a chance to take a break, but we want those states to step up to reclaim the 40% mark and to reach the heights of their vaccination programs, which were up to five times higher than they were yesterday. The pharmacies are at four times what they were only 2.5 weeks ago, and that's what we know can be done in Australia, and I think that's been a real model.
Yeah, so, you know, having said that, they're never going to get to 90%, so they're going to keep pushing this shit on everyone.
So that pop-up tent that I rolled by on my bike, I had to stop and wait for a rock climbing wall, a truck pulling a rock climbing wall to get by me. And behind him was a one with a jumping castle. So they were setting this carnival setting at this vaccination booster pop-up tent and making it fun for the kids. So while their parents are getting dosed with a bioweapon, the kids are having fun at the bouncing castle.
Wow. It's all about selling it, isn't it?
So if people who have been lied to by the government, because it's very clear now that what they're trying to sell us is a pandemic, but what we're like 2020, but what we're actually seeing is the flu. Yeah, the numbers are even lower than the flu fatality rates. Currently, we just tested on 4th of January 2022 at the end of that day. So that was Tuesday. We just came back from the holidays in South Australia and in Australia generally. And there was 3,246 new cases, up from 2,700, something like that, the previous day.
Yep. So yesterday being the 3rd of January, we had 20,856 tests. That's a lot of people, man, lining up in cars for hours on end just to get a test, right? And again, who's footing the bill for these tests? Is this coming out of taxpayer money? You know, how much are one of these tests? I think they're around $150. I could be wrong. It's not the first time. It'll probably happen again. I tend to talk first and find my facts later, but don't let that stop you.
It hasn't stopped the government.
Exactly, man. I'm just following their footsteps.
Oh, absolutely. So there, and these tests, they don't cost anything for the people who are waiting in line. It costs the government, who has to buy these little sticks that they jab you with. And there's, but you know, I think the government's kind of getting sick of paying for that, because they're now shifting it onto consumers, and they're saying, look, you know, you don't have to get a PCR, like, unless you have symptoms. If you have symptoms, come and get a PCR. But if you just suspect that you have the coronavirus, the COVID, just go buy an RAT, go buy a rapid antigen test. And these things, wow, the black market for these things is insane.
Oh yeah, Matt, you could probably trade a PS5 for a rapid antigen test at the moment. Seriously, that's how in demand they are.
A test that you can do at home. And I've seen viral videos on the social media. Again, you know, take that with a grain of salt, listeners. I do try to get my facts from legitimate sources, but every now and then, a very convincing video will kind of shift your understanding of how this whole game is played. And you see people who get this rapid antigen test, pull out the little marker, put it under tap water, insert it into the tester, positive. I guess there's coronavirus, there's COVID in the tap water.
How about that? Well,
But you,
they are testing wastewater here, aren't they?
I remember when COVID could be passed by flatulence, so stand, don't stand downwind of somebody who just had Mexican food. So this is the clown world that's being erected around us at the prison colony. So things keep changing day in, day out. One of the most recent changes, Sam, you said you're going to put this on the Telegram. And this is a letter from the lawyers at Port Chambers. They've been, they put out a letter informing everyone about a constitutional challenge that they made, and that they served on all of the attorney generals across different states and the premiers and the Commonwealth. And they served this constitutional challenge that said that they were violating the constitutional clause for free trade and interstate commerce. So this section, this constitutional challenge relies on this certain section of the Constitution. And shortly thereafter, after these documents were served on premiers and state officials, the law changed. And now we no longer have to do a travel check or get an approval from South Australia to enter the state.
Basically, we are free to travel uninhibited between certain states. Western Australia is still cut off, but I believe we can go into Victoria and New South Wales, uninhibited.
Unvaccinated, you no longer have to be vaccinated to enter
Unvaccinated,
South
that's right.
Australia.
But do you trust, would you be comfortable packing up the family and going on a, say, 2 week holiday into Victoria at this present
Ooh.
moment?
No, not Victoria, never Victoria, not with Dan
Okay.
Andrews and the new legislation they put in.
Well, yeah, I mean,
So would I go to Broken Hill? Like, would I
that's
cross over into NSW for a weekend? I don't know if the Vax man has those kind of nuts. You know what I'm saying, Sam?
That's it, man. You know, like you could be gone and you know, something might happen here and bang, borders are shut again.
My friend that I told you about back in episode two, who was trapped between, she was trapped between the Northern Territory and South Australia and that whole thing, her legal bills are now up to $50,000.
That's quite hefty.
So if you get caught up in this whole COVID madness and check-ins and vaccines and passes, and you could get caught up into a legal system that drains you of any and all of your funds. It's quite scary.
It is, but you know, is that an end goal? You know, is are we pushing towards a society where they don't want us to have anything? I mean, that's definitely a topic for another episode. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it is the you know, what's that, the World Economic Forum? You'll own
Oh
nothing
yeah.
and you'll be happy, Sam. You'll be ecstatic.
Yes.
You'll be
Yeah, little
smiling.
little side note, our illustrious federal health minister, Greg Hunt. He was part of the WEF for about 12 or 15 months, I believe. And his role there was director of strategy. We're just going to let that sit in silence for a little bit. Director of strategy. Yeah, I mean, tinfoil hat is on, but if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, then it's probably trying to force something down your throat or in your arm.
Wow. Now, Sam, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do a Prison Colony Resistance podcast original segment right here on the spot. It is called
PCR Conflict of Interest List. Here is where you get your PCR coin.
Sam, you mentioned that you're wearing your tinfoil hat. Let me put mine on. Give me a second.
That's a nice fit.
All right. I'm now protected from gamma rays that turned Dr. Robert Bruce Banner into the Hulk. I am now safe. Sam, I have also heard another tinfoil conspiracy theory that can be proven. If you do your research, you can prove it. So Dictator Dan Andrews, who is the premier of Victoria, this state went the hardest. I mean, they went the hardest, the soonest. And he sent tanks, not tanks, but they were anti-riot vehicles that looked like tanks, into the street. He shot rubber bullets at his own citizenry.
This is true, yes.
This is all those viral videos that you see, not all of them. A lot of the New South Wales cops did pretty bad things, but the Victoria, Melbourne cops are the ones who were grabbing people and slamming them into the ground and putting a knee in their back. Insane. Yeah. So, and a lot of the skirmishes that were broadcast around the world that embarrassed Australia happened in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And Dan Andrews, the premier of that state, who went really hard, his wife's brother was the Australia representative at Event 201, which was the 2019 preparation for a coronavirus pandemic that would occur in our near future, supposedly. We're planning for it. And it was all organized by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to prepare us for this eventuality.
Oh, that, wow. I actually had not heard that one. That's, yeah, well, let's just let that sit in silence for a little bit. Let that sink in.
There it is. You can follow that up, readers. Have a look. Dan Andrews' wife's brother.
Yep. Dan Andrews' brother-in-law. Okay. I will definitely look into that. Definitely.
You can also look up, as long as we're in our woo-woo moment, the premier of Queensland, Anna Palaszczuk.
Palaszczuk, yes.
Palaszczuk, her dad, Sam.
Yes, well, I do know this one. Her dad owns a DNA storing facility. Is that correct?
That is correct. And guess what they're sampling in these PCR tests that they stick up your nose?
Oh, please, enlighten us.
It's a DNA sequencing test for an RNA virus. Why are you looking at DNA for an RNA virus? Interesting.
Interesting. Wow, that's... the fuckery runs deep, doesn't it? You just have to peel it back a little bit just to have a look. You don't even have to look that hard, really.
The PCR coin list.
Yeah, and it's crumbling. It's crumbling all around them. Fauci just pulled back the amount of time that you have to self-isolate from 10 days to 5 days because it was inconvenient for the politicians that we had to isolate for so long.
Yeah, you know, it's going to put a lot of strain on a lot of people and blah, blah, blah. We've heard all that before. You know, it's 5 days now. It'll bump up to, 14 days when the next variant comes along.
Sydney is having 20,000 plus new cases a day. The premier says they will not lock down. The chief health officer there, our esteemed and illustrious Brad Hazard that we've mentioned before, he has said, look, mate, the vaccine doesn't work against the Omicron, but you should still get boosted.
Yeah, completely. That makes sense, doesn't it? Like, this guy, he's just so full of himself, isn't he? I mean, I don't even think he does. He believe what he's saying? Does he understand what he's saying? You know, is he actually listening to himself? I don't think he is. I really don't.
I think he's just listening to his bank account go ka-ching every time he supports the big pharma.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, so this, and you see the premier in the background going wincing like, oh, jeez, you shouldn't say those things, but they're still not locking down. I think he's made that stand. Some of the media, and I guess the media being owned by the people who benefit the most from all of these changes that are happening to society, the stratification of the wealth classes, the shifting of the wealth to the very elites, the wealth transfer that's happening, everything that's going on, that's really going on behind this whole pandemic, those parties that are benefiting love it. And they also own the media. So the media has been ramping up a storm about Omicron and deaths. We have a report that a two-year-old has passed away here in Adelaide. And this is recent.
And we don't want to take anything away from this. This is extremely sad. And you know, no parent should have to go through this. But the way the media is going to push this, and you'll start seeing it across news sites in the next couple of days, they will continue to talk about it. They will continue to push parents into vaccinating their children when they're eligible on the 10th of this month. So the 5 to 11s, they're going to just push this message really hard.
You need to get them vaccinated with a serum, a concoction, whatever's in those vials that was manufactured and released in January 2021 to battle the original Wuhan strain that was semi-effective against the Delta, because we did have heaps of outbreaks and heaps of breakthrough infections, that has been admitted to the chief health officers of several states now here in the prison colony that it's not effective against the Omicron, but you should still get boosted. Yep. And somehow we're recommending that a vaccine that is no longer effective against a strain that is currently prevalent be injected into kids who it will, or it may, very likely cause damage, serious damage to their heart muscle and their productive reproductive organs. The risk-benefit ratio is not even, it's not even measurable. It's not.
No, it's not. It's not. And, you know, I said this a few episodes ago, and, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot. I said, if you're a parent taking your child to be vaccinated, hand in your parent card, you know. Was I a bit harsh? I'm not sure. Maybe I was. But then I think again, you know what? No, I don't think I was, because as a parent, you should be asking questions, right? You should be thorough in your approach to this, and taking a cautious approach to this, or even not doing this, could somewhat save their life, save their kid's life. But like I said, that's just the opinion of this rambling podcaster.
It is. It's a very, as a parent myself, it's a fine line. So we have a couple strands that we should pull together now. So we've been talking about the political reality that's happening now among the populace. People are getting sick of this, man. I see it in their eyes. I see it on the street. They've been double vaxxed, and now they're told to be afraid again. They're now told to get boosted. They're wearing the mask, but it's below the nose. Kind of like that sign of rebellion when you still want to comply, but you're starting to question things. So I see a lot of below the nose wearers. And as soon as you look at them, they give you the look like, what? You going to say something? You going to say something? You're like, yeah. No, man, I'm backing off, dude. You wear it however you want to wear it.
See, those people piss me off because they're not quite, you know, just take it off. You're not fooling anyone. Just take it off.
And then, so that's the populace. And then the political class is really kind of shifting. The political ground is shifting so fast, so quick, because our Commonwealth government says, our state government says, and they're not meeting in the middle. Our state government is trying to ramp this up, make it more deadly, more scary than it, what it really is. People are starting to see past all these parlor tricks that they keep whipping out. So that's our political class, very unsure, with an election coming up very shortly. Our media keeps pushing this Omicron scare that people see behind, like people don't believe it anymore. And then you finish it all off with the parents. Parents, when school starts back up at the end of January 2022, parents may be told that unless your child is injected with this serum that can cause serious health effects for no discernible benefit, your child can no longer attend school. And if that happens at the end of January before the election, oh, man, this is a tinderbox, everyone. The prison colony is going to explode.
Yep, and we are going to be right on top of this. We will not let this go. We will be following it all the way through.
I am excited, Sam. I am so excited because at this point, I just see like four cars coming at each other from four different roads at an all four stop sign, you know, corner, and none of them are stopping.
It's a prize fight, absolutely.
What's going to happen? The vaccine narrative is falling apart. The political implications are starting to really be felt. People are starting to resist. Parents are starting to get worried. And to add Tinder, to add a little bit of a spark to all of this fire, is people just kind of live their life, you know, kind of just like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So you look outside and everything's normal, but you get into the facts and the resistance and all this, and everything looks so intense. I'm living two different realities. This reality inside my computer is intense. My outside reality is people shopping and filling up their cars and da-da-da-da, you know?
Yeah, it's certainly a bizarre period in time. And you could just feel like either way, shit is going to explode one way or the other.
Personally, I saw the damage that the government directions for high school, primary and secondary school teachers and anyone in the schools had to get double jabbed. And I know a lot of my friends are teachers, and really close personal friends who face a choice. Do I stay employed and put this into my body, or do I make a principal stand like Sam from Sam and the Vaxman and say, no, I'm going to risk it. And my friend said, look, I don't want to get the Pfizer or the Moderna, so I'm going for the AstraZeneca. And so far, so good. No effects, but you saw that happening in the teachers' community. And at that press conference, they mentioned that tertiary level education would be next. So that's our university students. That's our teachers, our professors, our admin. Will they be told? And that's where I'm at now, because the objectives for these directions are to prevent the spread of a pandemic virus, right? But their own health officers have said this is no longer effective against the variant that is flooding the community. So if they try to push another mandate on top of everything that we're talking about, that's just going to set off an explosion, mate.
Or people just roll with it. People will just line up and get and do what they're told. I'm hoping the majority of Australia find some set of balls, man, and stand up and say, "No, nah, that's it. We're done. No more."
Harder because and harder.
If they do, I mean, we already know. I mean, we already know what's coming next, and I tried my hand at singing this week. Let's just say.
You got me on the edge of my seat, Sam. What comes next? This whole tinderbox is happening and. Oh, my little pretty one. I
is my Florona. That is the next thing that is going to come our way. And we have seen today, so my singing voice clearly needs some work.
Oh, you're too hard on yourself, Sam. Carolers that came to my house over this past Christmas. I just threw a couple of bricks at them, but you know, I like their voice.
Yeah, I someone should have thrown a brick at me, let's be honest. I struggle to talk, so I don't know why I thought I could sing, but I did it anyway. Florona. Let's talk Florona. Israel has just discovered a case in a pregnant woman who is infected with COVID-19 and the flu. A double whammy. Florona. So we talk Israel. They're kind of like at the forefront of all of this, right? You know, nearly 100% vaccination rates because they've forced it on nearly everyone.
And only Pfizer. They were very careful about selecting only Pfizer.
Right. So, and just this week, the PM of that country has announced the fourth shot.
Cases are spiking. They're out of control. They've been out of control. They boost, they go down a bit, and then they just shoot right back up on their fourth booster.
On their second booster, their fourth shot. So that's going to happen. And if you've got any kind of, you know, foresight to look at what's happening around the world, it will eventually flow on to every other country.
Hmm. So they call it the Florona because it's influenza alongside Corona. So it's like, correct, not only do you have COVID, I guess it's the Omicron?
Who knows?
You also get the flu. So you get a double whammy of COVID and the flu, even though you have three vaccines against COVID.
Absolutely. And just today I saw a quick little snippet and, segment without notice. A new variant has potentially been discovered in France. Okay, so...
Mon ami.
They are just trying to just push this shit down, down, down. So anyway, let's change pace a little bit, okay?
Yes.
Let's try. You know, I've been, you know, smacking people down over the last few episodes, and I decided to take a different approach to my
Sam, what are you doing now? How are you terrorizing the community now?
I thought I would try my hand, my comedic hand, at a bit of a prank call. And I called a double vaccinated only dealership. And this is how it went.
Good afternoon, this is
Belinda. Hi, how are you? Look,
good.
I'm after, I'd just like to book a test drive of a new patrol if I could.
No worries at all, I'll be fine to help you with
that. Great, thank you. G'day mate, how's it going today?
Yeah, good, how's
it? G'day mate, I'm Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good Steve, something here mate.
Yeah,
right.
good to hear.
Back, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bit rusty, blow the cobwebs out.
That's it mate,
I'd like to try and organise a test drive of new patrol if I could.
I've got a TIL model down here for people to be able to drive.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Excellent. That sounds really good.
I do have one
question, though. What are your protocols with test driving and, you know, through this COVID stuff?
Basically, we can't come with you.
Right.
Okay, because you're not allowed to spend time with you.
Yep.
We can run through the car with you.
Yep.
And show you where all the bells and whistles are and stuff like that. And then you just basically nick off, have a good drive or whatever, come back.
Okay.
Outside of the building or whatever. Are you, we have to have masks inside the building.
Right.
If you haven't been vaccinated, then we actually, this bullshit that's going around, then we've got to deal with you on the outside of the building.
Right, so that's fine. That's no dramas, mate. I'm triple dose, so, you know, there's no dramas here.
We're
You're...
We're a 100% all vaccinated dealership. Yeah.
Yep, so you're all triple dosed in there?
Not all triple dosed, most of the double dosed, and most yeah, look, you know, 2/3 of the people have had their triple.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit tricky, isn't it?
Mate, it's, at the end of the day, we're going to be living with it, so, yeah, you know, we're doing everything we possibly can, you know. I think so long as you're double dosed, you know, first it was like you say, if you've got one dose, then it's you say, if you've got two doses, then you've got to have your booster dose, and then, you know, over the next couple of years, you're probably going to have it as another seven of the bastard. So at the end of the day, it's going to get you eventually.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it, eh? Okay, so I can just come down anytime and hook up a drive?
Yeah, when are you thinking of coming down?
Oh, probably the next couple of days.
Okay, yep. No problems. What I'll do is I'll shoot you a text with my details on it. When you watch your last name, please.
Tyler.
Sorry?
Tyler.
How do you spell that?
T-Y.
T-Y.
T-Y-L-E-R.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler. Sorry. Yep. And you're live in the last lady, please?
Yeah, I'm in Paraka.
Okay, just very cool.
Yeah, mate. All right. Yeah, okay, cool, no worries, mate.
Oh man, Sam, you are getting into trouble.
Okay, so I'm gonna say I kind of felt sorry for the guy, right? Like, he didn't want to be talking about that, right? He's just trying to do his job, and yeah, it was kind of shitty of me, but you could kind of hear the defeatedness in his voice, you know? He didn't want to ask me about my status. He was very close, right? But he ended up saying, yeah, you know, we are 100% double vaccinated, you can't come in, blah, blah, blah. This is what we're facing, and this is what's going to happen soon across Australia with businesses being deemed double vaccinated businesses. They will not let you in if you are unvaxxed.
Mm. And even though he was very reluctant about asking you, like, he almost seemed like when you ask your dad for the car on prom night, you know, like, he just could not get it out. And then he finally had to ask you, and then he had to apologize for the state policy that puts him in that position, even though it's not his fault at all.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, even he was kind of defeated to the fact that, yeah, you know, we're probably going to have to get 4, 5, 6, or 7 shots, you know.
Mm.
I think this is kind of a conditioning of people's thinking.
There it is. And he is a voter at the next election. And if he's feeling that way, that this government is making him, you know, put 4, 5, 6 boosters into me, not a very good proposition. Along those lines, Sam, I found this video. It has not necessarily gone viral, but you can see it on the channels. If you look in Rumble, you can find it, and we'll post it in our Telegram channel and our Twitter and everything. This is basically, the title of the video is Australia, Police Enforcing the Closure of Businesses Because of These Vaccine Apartheid Mandates, published just recently, January 2, and basically it shows a video by Not Just the News of 7 police officers outside of a business in Toowoomba, New South Wales. And these police, again, just like your car dealer, they don't want to be there. If you see their faces in the background, they do not want to be there. And this is our interviewer trying to explain, as the police stand in front of the shop and do not allow even the owners to enter their leased property to run a business, not even the owners can enter this property. And so here's our reporter, our very courageous reporter, reporting on what's happening in Toowoomba.
Currently at the Bar Wonder in Toowoomba. They are under a health order, apparently due to serving and not segregating against the unvaccinated.
That's a medical procedure.
They have 7 policemen at their, well, policemen and women at their door. What can I say? A little bit of overkill.
Unbelievable. Seven police officers in a small town in New South Wales guarding a business that refuses to separate customers by vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Oh, yeah. How dare they? How dare they be inclusive?
This is what we are dealing with, people. This is it. This is the prison colony. Like I said, everything looks normal. And then all of a sudden, there's seven cops outside your shop. You're not even allowed to go and prep the food or prep the drinks because you did not segregate your customers according to their medical treatments. Here's another little video that I found. This is published on Nine News. Basically, the title of the video, this was on the 31st of December, 2021. So just last year, police officers forced out of Queensland Cafe during COVID-19 checks. So these police officers come in and they request your papers. Show me your papers. And if you don't have your papers, you can get fined, or I don't know what they're doing in Queensland, but this is what happens when these policemen come in to check.
Wednesday morning, the Vintage apron at Capella Bar and three Queensland police officers walk into an ambush.
I request passing, you're on private property, and I ask you to leave the shop.
Called to the cafe after multiple reported breaches of the COVID directions.
The question I want to ask is, we're going to have to put in a report, why couldn't you wear masks here?
Don't answer it.
What about staff vaccination?
Shoppers and supporters of the business turning on officers who remained remarkably calm given the abuse.
What's your Queensland Police Service motto? With honour we serve. Where is the honour?
Hopefully everyone keeping a cool head, no one getting angry or worked up.
Then resorting to conspiracy theories, defiant in the face of the health directives which has kept them and every Queenslander safe for so long.
Have you heard about the crime against humanity? You guys are going to be all liable for that. You guys have broken your law, right, by your oath that you serve the community, which is us, and you don't take government directions.
The owner of the cafe was advised not to speak to the media on camera by a member of the local community page. They argued the media would spin the story.
Wow, more community resistance coming at you from a cafe, frontline customers, sick of this, just sick of the oppression, sick of the cops asking for papers.
Yeah, I know. Again, we've got a business trying to be inclusive, and you know, this is what is shitting me off. For the last 20 years or so, we've been driven a message to be inclusive of everyone, no matter what their color, their creed, their race, their religion, their sexual orientation, their pet ownership. Be inclusive, but it stops at this point, doesn't it? You're not allowed to be inclusive if you're not vaccinated. It's funny. It's virtue signaling at its worst, I guess.
It is woke culture. It is woke culture. Definitely. To the extreme, taken to medical treatment.
Absolutely. I shouldn't be, no one should be dependent on someone else getting a vaccine for it to protect someone else.
I've been wondering, Sam, like philosophically, what makes all of this tangible? Like if somebody tells me, do not talk to this neighbor because they don't have a dog versus that neighbor who has a dog, I'm just going to say, man, you're nuts. They're just my neighbors. Like, it doesn't matter if they have a dog or not. But somehow, if somebody in the government, quote unquote, government tells you, then you believe it and then it's enforced. So what is a government? It's the monopoly of power and the monopoly of violence. The ability to commit authorized, approved violence, put you in a small cell if you break the law, that they decide what is the law. So if anyone in this position of government that supposedly we elected to be there tells you to do something, then it becomes like an order from above almost. And these police officers, outside of Toowoomba, those police officers in that Queensland cafe, that's two different states, Queensland and New South Wales, are a car dealer here in South Australia. Every single one of them, exactly the same reaction. Mate, what do you want from me? It's the government. What do you want? There's an election coming up that we can change the government. Frustration, feel it in the air. And like I said, you go outside, you don't feel anything. But here in this bubble that is my computer and the media, you feel it. It's tangible. What's going to happen? We'll be there to report. Ah, Sam, this is a clown world, Sam.
It is. It's been a strange week over Christmas, New Year period. It really has.
What do we do, Sam? Do we just keep struggling through 2022?
No, I don't think we're going to struggle. I think we're going to keep coming back week after week and dissect the craziness that's going on. And, you know, whoever's willing to come along for the ride, well, we're happy to have you.
Come along, exactly. January 15th, Saturday, in every city, in every state in Australia, there will be a rally. And guess who's going to be there? Sam be there. And the Vax Man. Yes, we will, Sam. We'll not only be there, we'll have microphones.
Ooh.
We're going to be interviewing. Mm-hmm. On the fly, podcast, Prison Colony Resistance podcast interviews. If you're at the rally in South Australia, and you see Sam or the Vax Man, come and give a chat to us and we'll put you on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to hear. We want to hear from the people. We are all about giving people a voice. And this is your pathway to putting that voice out there.
Come on out. Get on Prison Colony Resistance. We'll put you on the air. We'll put you in our podcast.
Unedited and unmanipulated.
You can use the C word. You can use colony. We don't mind.
Oh, look, if you feel uncomfortable, you can edit that bit out later.
So not only that, we're also all sorts of different channels. And so, you know, come and meet with us. Come and chat with us. Come and send us an email. Come and give us recommendations for what you want Sam and the Vax Man to talk about on the show. We'll be happy to oblige. We're here to share our information, share what we see every day in the media, on our computer screens, on our TV screens, share it with you, and share with our listeners how this oppression is manifesting itself in a very ethereal but tangible fashion. Sam, I think we've said enough for this week. How do you feel?
I feel good. I think we can leave this here. You got a lot to edit.
So everyone, thank you for joining us at the Prison Colony Resistance. Again, Sam and the Vax Man are here. We are bringing the front line to you wherever you are listening to this podcast. In your home, washing dishes, waxing the car, wax on, wax off, as you wish. We are here with you, accompanying you during your daily chores or your commute or your jog or whatever it is that you do while you listen to us. This has been The Vax Man.
And this is Sam. And just remember, refuse, live free, do not comply.
This has been Prison Colony Resistance, where you come to get your PCR test for truth.